And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the studio in the Mighty 1090 studios. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And we have the people that everybody loves because they process your fish. Rosie and Sean from Fisherman's Processing. Stay tuned. Have a great show to talk about fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
All right, great show. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And we have the sweethearts of the fishing industry. How about
and
that?
And Sean. Huh? I'm just kidding.
Rosie and Sean from Fisherman's Processing. Like I said, the people that everybody loves.
That's for
when
sure.
They process their fish, they go and pick it up, and they just go, wow. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
And gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah. Everything good at Fisherman's Processing?
Excellent.
Very well.
Yeah, you guys are working through the winter, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, preparing for the Fred Hall show.
Absolutely.
How many samples?
We average 12,000 to up to 15,000
oh
in 5 days.
Wow. What?
That's crazy.
What, do people just like have a meal there or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's trick or treat at our booth. Yeah.
And what are you sampling this year?
Our usual. So we'll have all the jerkies, yellowfin jerky this year, and it'll be the teriyaki, the black pepper, and the spicy hot. As you know, this year was probably the year of Wahoo. We had a lot of Wahoo. Mm-hmm. So we were blessed to get some of that. So we'll have some smoked Wahoo.
Ooh, nice.
Smoked yellowtail and some smoked yellowfin.
Wow.
Awesome.
A sample for people to try your smoke product.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the many products that you produce from fish that people bring to you.
Correct.
Yeah. So kind of go through the process. What is Fisherman's Processing? What do you do?
Well, we cater to all the sport fishermen, whether it's private boat or sport boat, long range or short range. Anybody's welcome to bring their fish in to us. We take your fish in. We offer you, like you said, the fillet service or the smoke, the jerky. We have tuna burgers, and we also have canned fish. So we have a range of items for you to choose from, and you can get any or all of them from your fish.
Yeah, and it's not just cans. These are like gourmet, right?
Gourmet home-style cans, just like you would do it at home, where you chunk out the fish raw, you put it in the can home. Obviously, you put it in a jar. You seal it in the jar, and you put it under the pressure cooker. So all that yummy goodness stays in the can. All the omega-3s are in there. So when you open a can of ours, there's going to be a nice-sized chunk of fish in there. We have three varieties. One is just the natural, which is the fish in the can, sealed in the can. The other is the olive oil and the jalapeno. But the juice that you hear in that can is actually juice from the fish. It's not any
oil,
added water, nothing. So don't throw that away. Don't put that down the drain. That is something that you want to incorporate back into your meal.
Wow.
Now, what's the difference? Oh, good. I was just, maybe you could talk about the difference between like what, so somebody goes into the store and buys a can of Bumblebee versus what you're getting. I mean, because it's prepared differently.
Right. The Bumblebee and a lot of those stores.
Not to knock any of that, but
it's just a different product. Those are what's called twice cooked. Mm-hmm. They cook the fish outside of the can. Then they harvest the meat from the fish and put it in the can and then put a lid on it, and they have to rehydrate that fish. So they add spring water, and then it's called retort it. They cook it in the can then for the second time. That's why they call it twice cooked. The difference is on the gourmet cans, what they do is actually fillet the fish, put the raw fillet in the can, put a lid on it, cook it once in the can. That way all those omega-3s and fish oils stay in there.
And they cook it
just like you cook it at home.
Yeah.
Exactly, like you cook it at home. Yeah.
They cook it the first time so they can harvest every piece of meat off the bone, every little everything, right? So
every scrap. And that's why a lot of times when you get it, you'll see it looks like sawdust in there. Mm-hmm. They're literally pulling the meat off the fish and putting it in the can, and they take every little scrap.
Sure.
But all the omega-3s and all that stuff drip off when they do it.
Sure. And in the gourmet cans, you're getting they're taking a loin of tuna, putting this perfect piece in there and firing it off.
Yeah, you can open our cans and turn it upside down. I guarantee the fish won't fall out. It's stuck in there.
That's rad.
How does it differ from the trade that you would say do at Fisherman's Landing, where you trade for their cans? Is it the same product?
Well, remember, we're fish processors, so all your fish has to come back to you in one way, shape, or form.
Right.
Whether it be fillet, smoked, jerky, cans, whatever, burgers, all your fish comes back to you. So depending on what fish you turn in for our cans will depend on what that fish will yield. Each of the cans, there's the larger cans, 7.5, 8 ounce can, the 7.5 ounce can. So we figure out what your yield is, and your return will be 100% of what your yield is.
But it's different than the cans you'd trade for at the landing.
Yeah.
The ones at the landing are albacore, and it's basically like what you'd get on the grocery store.
Okay.
And that's a trade at no cost.
At no cost.
You know, the gourmet cans is you're processing your fish in
the
can. So you're paying, the processing fee is $4.25 for that, and you're paying your processing fee for us to do that service for you.
Yeah. So that's just one of the several ways that you can process your fish.
Correct.
You can get it in the gourmet can. You can get it in jerky. You can get it in smoke. You can get straight fillet. Or you can get the tuna burger, right?
We are the home
favorite
of the tuna burger.
Yeah.
And these things have taken on a life of their own.
Yeah. No kidding.
I always say, if you're a guy like me that can be somewhat lame behind the grill or behind the kitchen, whatever, they're perfect. They are so easy to deal with, and they're killer. And you can just add so many little things. And I've trust me, I like been on the text with Rosie multiple times. Okay, you know, help me out here. What do I got to do? I got to, you know, make it cool. It's pretty birthday. I need to do something cool here. But I'll try this, you know. And
they're quick.
They're awesome. They're quick, so easy.
They're, as I say, you know, they're foolproof.
Yeah.
It's like you have something. It's like, you know, you open some fish up and you're already, okay, what am I going to do with this fish? Okay, am I going to make it into ceviche? Am I going to do poke? What am I going to do with this fish? But the tuna burger, it's right there, and it's quick. I mean, you can take it out of the freezer, and within an hour, you're making burgers.
Yeah.
So what's describe the methodology of, let's say you trade. What's the trade like? Let's say not trade. What are you processing or trading or whatever you do?
Okay, let's just do easy numbers because I'm not the mathematician here. If you have a 100-pound yellowfin, okay, and you want to do that entire 100-pound yellowfin into tuna burgers, which you guys, people do.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sure.
We know that yellowfin is going to yield a solid 38 to 42%. But we know, I mean, looking at that fish, we will know what that fish will yield. Let's say it yields 38%, okay, which is 38 pounds. You're going to get back 38 pounds of yellowfin tuna burgers.
Wow.
Now, there's 3 to a pound. So just do the math, you know, 38 times 3. I don't know what you guys, what is that, 116? Someone do the math. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're getting back over 100 burgers.
Yeah, and you package them how?
There's 2 burgers per 5-mil bag.
Mm-hmm. 1/3-pound patties. 2 okay. 1/3-pound patties.
2 1/3-pound patties.
So you always get all your fish back.
That's awesome. That's how it works,
you know.
Now, do you do anything other than yellowfin tuna for burgers?
Nope. As of right now, no.
No.
No. These things are so golden that, and you never know what we have up our
sleeve. You never know.
But I just want to stress that. They are so, just like you said, they're easy to use. And if, you know, you can literally just like everything, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that, but just like everything you guys do, they literally, you open the pack and put it on the grill. Just like your filleted fish. There's no trimming, there's no nothing. You cut the bag open, you slap the patties on the grill, and then you have your bun and your mayo and your lettuce and your this and that and whatever, and away
table
you go.
Ready,
yeah,
ready
it's
go.
Awesome.
Well, the tuna burgers go way beyond burgers. I don't know if you want to go into that now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been amazed with the creativity of some of our customers. We've had hero sandwiches, so they make tuna meatballs and put it in a bun with some provolone cheese and marinara sauce, and they got themselves a sandwich.
Whoa. What a great idea.
People making tacos is take taco seasoning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally, like, if you think about it, the guy says, well, you look at it, it looks just like ground beef or ground turkey.
It totally does.
So he says, whatever I do with ground beef or ground turkey, I do with the ground tuna. So he literally just, you know, pack up taco seasoning from the store and made.
That's right.
So cool. Rosie was telling me about somebody making breakfast out of it.
Oh, well, they just did like breakfast sausage out of it with their eggs and everything.
That's cool.
Very nice.
And he says he has one for breakfast every morning.
Wow.
That's cool.
Get that omega 3 dose.
There
right?
you go.
Yeah. So, how long? What's the shelf life in the freezer for those?
You know, those things are great because they're in 5-mil bags. Definite year plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you take care of your freezer, unlike, you know, my kids, hope you guys are listening, when you guys come home and you open the freezer door and you throw in the frozen pizzas or whatever we got from Costco, but you take care of your fish in the freezer and you don't ding up your bags, those things are going to last you
a long time.
Yeah,
year plus.
That's wow. Cool.
Pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about, you know. Fish has become so valuable, and so when you go fishing, you want to take care of it, and this is the way you take care of fish, is at Fisherman's Problem.
Yeah, and we talk about that all the time. You know, there's a level at which I can do my fish processing at home. There's a level at which somebody that's a lot more advanced than I can at their home. And then there's the Fisherman's Processing level, which is way above that. And it is. It's like a care. It's just the next level. We take so many steps, whether you're on your private boat or on a sport boat, you know, whether it be RSW or in your skiff, bleeding and spiking and all those things, like, you take so much care for your fish, like that's the last link in the chain for giving it what it deserves. And we got a ton to talk about. I mean, talk about fish care and handling and cutting and all. There's so much stuff that we're going to get to cover today. It's one of my favorite shows with Sean and Rosie for sure. And we'd love to hear from you. You can already tell it's going to be a very busy morning because the phone lines are already packed up. You stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome show. If you want to get through, we would love to hear from you this morning. Two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking all your phone calls, not only having all kinds of fun with Sean and Rosie today, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And that's a brand new pair of Spartan Reef Maui Jim sunglasses, an awesome pair of glasses for one lucky caller at the end of the show. And how cool is that from Maui Jim? It's
those are so cool.
This is one of the brand new ones, too. It's the Mahi Mahi frame, which is a really cool-looking frame. It's almost, you know, like a takeoff of the Dorado colors. It's this kind of green and yellow killer-looking frame with the super thin glass. It's just an awesome pair of glasses from Maui Jim.
Yeah, you bet. And one lucky caller is going to win it today.
You got it. And when we come back, we have a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano Talica and Trinidad reels. Accessories like tackle bags, flat fall jigs, Colt Sniper, and more. Make sure to see the Torium HG. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm back to tell you about the Fred Hall Show, March 2nd to the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Who could have known that when my father started his first show in Los Angeles in 1946, that it would turn into the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We are proud of the fact that when you attend a Fred Hall Show, we will entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, hundreds of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. And when it's all over, you want to come back the next day to see what you've missed. We invite you to come join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and the pure joy of outdoor recreation. Kids free, kids fish free, active military free. Join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and get in free. Check us out at fredhall.com. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd to the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Sounded better, Ricky. You got your voice back a little bit today?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, feeling better? Yeah, day in bed? Back to it, right?
No way I had Miss Fishman's processing day.
No,
you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's my spot.
And then you got to get everything ready for Fred Hall, which we just heard one of the first spots of the season from Bart Hall there. His talk about Long Beach and all the excitement that's going to go on there.
This is going to be
such... 2.5 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Going to be such a huge show this year, especially with just how fired up everybody is, certainly myself included, with the crazy fishing season that we just came off of. Last year's Fred Hall show was definite, like, record show as far as just attendance and deals and people, and it was because we just came off of a fantastic fishing season. Well, who would have thought that this year the fishing season would have been multiple levels higher than that? I can't imagine what it's going to be like this year. I can't wait.
It's great. So check out our Instagram. Just go to our website, hookup1090.com, if you're not a subscriber to Let's Talk Hookup yet. Go to the top right corner. All of our social media is up there. And you can click on the Instagram icon and go right and see a picture of what we look like this Valentine's morning in the studio, in the Mighty 1090 studio. So, yeah, just subscribe to our... Is that what you do on Instagram, is subscribe?
Sure.
Or do you like it? Or
I think you like Instagram.
You like Instagram?
I know. I press the button a little
harder. Press the button and there it is. Yeah.
Double tap. It's all good.
Double tap. There you go.
On our Instagram or any of our social media, you can attach to our Facebook. You can go to our YouTube channel where we have plenty of videos on there, including one that Rick just produced from the Journeyman in Puerto Vallarta. And then, of course, all of our archives, too, are on our YouTube channel. Hookup1090.com, right top corner. All of those buttons are right there, take you right directly to where we want to go. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
They are jam-packed. Literally every single phone line was full before we even read the phone number. So that gives you a clue how fun it's going to be with Sean and Rosie this morning. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Leroy, who's calling us from Rancho Penasquitos this morning. Leroy, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Leroy.
I just have a question in regards to what is the procedure to get your fish clean? How do you sign up? What do you do?
Well, there's a few different ways. Depends on where you're fishing and what you're doing. Obviously, if you are on one of the long range boats, we have that schedule and we are there for every long range boat. If you are on a mid range or short range boat, please give us a call. That way, we can make sure that we take care of you. If you are just fishing in your own boat, again, give us a call. There's many different ways, depending on where you're fishing. If you want to, pull on around to the dock, or if you want to come to the side roll at garage door, we take in the fish there. So, there's many different ways of getting fish to us, whether we come and get it from you or whether you bring it to us.
That's something maybe to go to go over even further, because it's a rad service. If you're coming back into San Diego Bay, you can literally drive your boat right to the dock at Fisherman's Processing. The whole gang comes down with, a hand truck and barrels all of your fish off the boat for you. That's it. Like, you open your cooler or kill bag or fish hold, and your fish goes into it and it wheels away. And depending on the crowd, I mean, sometimes if you catch you guys on a slow day, like, and all the cutters just finished up, sometimes I've had it where we'll drive the boat to the dock, unload all the fish, and by the time you put your boat back on the trailer, get things cleaned up, and drive the boat back around, your fish is already in vacuum pack bags ready for you to pick up.
Yeah, as long as your boat's, like, I think it's about 22 feet. You're shorter than 22 feet, you can fit underneath the Harbor Drive bridge and the mm-hmm. pedestrian crossing there.
Watch the height, too.
That thing is
exactly.
What
he talks about.
22 feet
you
above
watch
the water.
The tide changes, so watch that. And then the other point is, if you're going on a long-range boat, make a reservation with us. Call us and get your name on the reservation for processing, especially if you got to drive. A lot of people are in Northern California. It's really important for those guys. Give us a call, make a reservation. That way we cut fish in the order of our reservations. Mm-hmm. So if you're...
We talk about it on the show a lot here. Pre-book your processing order, right? And you get out, you're first.
So, depending on the order of the boat.
Yeah, we covet those reservations, you guys. Just like he said, in the order in which we receive those reservations is in the order in which we cut. So there literally could be someone here from San Diego that made a reservation, and he has first right of refusal of having that same day service. Now I got a guy who's in Boise, Idaho, you know, and it's like it would be very advantageous for him to give a call as soon as he knows which trip he's on so that we can get him out the door as quickly as he needs to get out the door, too. But you got to remember with us, you know, during this season right now, we're running 2,500 to 3,000 pounds an hour.
An hour.
That's
an hour.
Crazy.
Out how many employees are you when you're full cutting?
When we have 10 guys on the table cutting. 10 guys on the table cutting. Two at the top of the table sorting and loading and counting fish. And we can have that many also in the back, 8 to 10 in the back, bagging and getting you out the door.
Wow.
So no one really has to wait long anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do want to get back out on the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, 2,500.
Pre-book is really helpful for
absolutely. You make that reservation and.
And you pre-order, you say, well, I want this much in tuna verse.
What you know
if you
what?
Don't know what you're catching?
That's right. What we tell you to do is, you know, make your reservation and then catch it and we'll talk at the top of the dock.
Okay.
We'll get you all dialed in.
So you don't have to decide, well, I want this much in tuna burgers. I want
no,
this much.
Because you don't know what you're going to catch.
I want this much jerky. So you can do that. After you catch
absolutely.
The fish.
And you got to remember, this is big fish season right now.
Right.
So a lot of guys want to go home with a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that. You know, but they've got these big fish. So, you know, a lot of guys think, okay, well, I have to do a whole fish towards burgers or I have to do a whole fish towards smoke. And you don't.
Oh, cool.
You have a 100-pound fish. I can do one loin for burgers. I can do one loin for smoke.
Oh, that's cool.
I can do one loin for jerky. I can do one loin for cans. Whatever you want. A half a fish. A quarter of a fish.
Yeah.
So that way
it's
you can.
Choice.
Yes, you can go home with a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
that's cool.
But that reservation will definitely help you get out pretty darn quick. Not only that, we love our reservations because that way we know how to man the shop for the day.
Sure.
We know what to set up down at the dock. We know how many bins to bring with us. You know, we see what the catches are. We know that, hey, we're going to need, you know, 12 bins at the dock. We have all these reservations. Or, wow, look at all these reservations. We need 20 bins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know how to prepare for the day. It helps us.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Mr. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. How's everything going?
Everything's going terrific. How's things at the ranch?
Well, you know, we had a windy winter, as you're well aware. And really the good news that's coming out of that is the water's really cooled down to more normal temperatures this year. Last year about this time it was still metering about 75, 76 degrees, which didn't bode well for later on in the year. This year we're metering 71, 73 degree water, which is quite a bit better, more normal. Normally we're right around 70, so we're 1 or 2 degrees over, but much, much cooler than last year, so that should help us a bunch. And we haven't been sending out boats, but we've been keeping in touch with the locals. We open up here in another couple of weeks, and the inshore fishing's been real, real, real good. A lot of rooster fish, bigger rooster fish. Normally this time of year, there's lots of smaller rooster fish around. And I have to mention, too, that during the winter time, it seems like that's when it really is our best inshore fishing. For whatever reason, the cooler water temperature seems to really help the inshore fishing. Lots of rooster fish, lots of sierras usual for this time of year, lots of jacks running around. It's real, real, real active inside. We actually had a diver go out in front of the hotel and just right off the reef, he speared a 25-pound Dorado. So there's
nice.
Dorado.
That's rad. That's rad.
Dorado right inside too. And right off the bank, we've been getting reports and it's been the same for the last year and a half. Stripers just right off the La Rivera bank there, mixed with sails, which is kind of unusual for this type of water. And we got yellowtail. We got a lot of big yellowtail around there. They're tough right now. They like the mackerel. And, of course, they're trying to make the mackerel right in the same areas that they're catching the yellowtail. So they're getting robbed off the Lucky Joes pretty regular. So, but those that are dropping iron or picking up some nice yellowtail in the 25 to a 40-pound range, believe it or not, some nice mossbacks. So good fishing right now. We're anxious to get open and have to enjoy some of it.
Not far away. A couple more weeks, you'll be open, right?
Yep, that's right. March 1st, we'll be ready to go, raring to go. We're working on the boats as we speak and getting everything ready, gussing up the hotel. So
perfect.
This 3 months is always a good time for us to do repairs on the hotel and really get everything up ship shape. So we are ready to go.
You're ready to go. March 1st, big day. in Southern California sport fishing, not only the rockfish opener, but the opener of Rancho Leonero.
That's an important one.
That's it, man. Hey, John, if somebody wants to book a trip, airfares are ridiculously good right now. You've got that cross-border bridge now. You can fly out of Tijuana directly into La Paz or Cabo San Lucas, and you got three flights a day out of San Diego. You've got multiple flights out of Los Angeles. Orange County now has a nonstop flight. You can fly from anywhere in Southern California and be sipping a margarita in Rancho Leonero within a few hours.
That's my favorite thing is you could be listening to the show right now, and you could be at Rancho Leonero for lunchtime underneath the palapa having a margarita. It's that easy to get to.
There you go. How do we get a hold of you and book a trip?
Thanks, Pete. Lots of options. Yeah, Southwest actually has two a day out of Orange County.
Oh, now they added another one. Wow.
Yeah,
pretty amazing.
Okay, thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate that. And, of course, 2 weeks from today, you'll be with us in the studio to talk Fred Hall, Rancho Leonero. Bart Hall will be live from the Long Beach Convention Center. It's our just before the Long Beach show, 2 weeks from today.
That's a long-time tradition.
Yeah, it is. That's all fun. Right, John. Look forward to it, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Hey, I got to apologize. I forgot to mention a very cool addition, a little bonus prize. So as you heard, obviously, we're giving away that great pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Spartan Reefs. Well, in addition to that, we're giving away two gift certificates, two $25 gift certificates to Fishman's Processing. So if you're into hearing about the tuna burgers and the jerky and the smoke, there's going to be two people that one in addition. One is going to get those with their Maui Jim sunglasses. The other, a $25 gift certificate for Fishman's Processing. And that's good for anything, right? Just whether they just want to get $25 worth of their fish filleted, add it to a big, whatever you want, you got $25 coming for anything from Fishman's Processing.
Yeah,
very
any,
cool,
any
guys.
Any processing
thank you.
Order. Any processing, yep.
Yeah, that's
there
awesome.
You go. All what? Right, well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Brett? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Brett. Welcome
hey,
to Let's
Brett.
Talk Hookup.
Hey, gentlemen, lady. It's actually Fred. Anyhow, I just want to give Rosie and Sean, man, your fisherman's processing is just the bomb. And I will never bring fish home from San Diego again and do it myself.
Ever, right?
Ever. I mean, it my wife loves that thought, too.
We make a lot of wives happy.
I bet you do.
Yeah, and you know, we make those wives happy, and you get to go fishing again. See how that works?
So true.
Directly related.
And I've got fish in my freezer that's almost 3 years old. And you know what? When you open up that bag and you stick your nose in there, you never smell fish.
That's cool.
I guarantee you never smell fish. It is so clean. And I've even had sushi, I've even made sushi out of it after 2 years, believe it or not.
I do believe that.
We hear it all the time.
We hear that all the time. And one of the reasons why you don't smell any type of fishy smell in there is we get every little bit of that red line off of there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's table ready. It's good to go. That red line's out. And you know what? You'd have to have that red line out, because if we were to vacuum pack that red line in the bag, our vacuum pack machines, the commercial grade that they are, would suck that red line right into the meat
It
would spoil all the meat. So taking every little snippet of red line off of that ensures that every time you open the bag, it's absolutely perfect.
Oh, it's amazing. And another thing, too, that I've done since I've been going to the Fisherman's Processing is the fact that when I get there, you know, they give you ice, and the ice is cold ice. It's the kind that sticks to your wet hands, not wet ice, but cold
ice. It's really
ice.
Frozen.
It's really cold. And so what I do is I layer all my bags, because, I mean, when I go on the Long Rangers, I'll set myself, I'm going to take 100 or 150 pounds of fillets home, and I layer them in my big cooler, and I layer them between ice, and I put rock salt on the ice. And believe it or not, when I get home, I'll start filling the freezer the next day. I won't even do it that day because I have to drive all the way. It takes me 3 hours. By the time I get home, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
and I'll find that like about four layers all the way down on the bottom, they're frozen.
That's right.
Wow.
And I mean, it's amazing. And when you stick them in the freezer, a lot of people don't know this. You don't stack them on top of each other and expect them to get frozen, because those ones in the center, if they're not frozen, will not freeze for a long time. believe it or not.
Yeah, no, that's good. True. That's a good hint. And the other thing, too, is if the fillets are wet or if the packages are wet, they'll stick together if you stack them on top of each other. So a very good hint there. One of the other things I might suggest is if you're going to keep the fish in your freezer longer than a year, you might consider upgrading to the 5-mil bag, right?
Absolutely.
Those 5-mil bags are pretty darn
durable. So what's the choice? How does that work?
3-mil is what we do all day, every day. When
that's the standard.
That's the standard.
There's nothing wrong with the 3-mil. It's a good
bag. No, it's a good bag, yeah.
It's a great bag. You know, 85 cents a pound for the 3-mil bag. Again, everything's table ready. It's all nice and clean, you know, depending on your freezer and what you're doing, if you're shipping or not. But those 5-mil bags, you know, they're only 10 cents more a pound. They are very thick. They're very durable. And they make for an awful great product. I tell you, the products are amazing.
So if you're
going to
keep
those,
a lot in the freezer for a long period of time.
You know, like he said, we have people that are calling us a year, 2 years later, that with those 5-mil bags are thawing it properly the way we have them thaw it. You know, when we tell people to thaw their fish, take it out of the freezer, cut it out of the bag immediately, wrap that fish in paper towel, put it on a plate, thaw it in the refrigerator slowly. That paper towel will wick away any moisture away from the fish. If that paper towel gets saturated, you know, take it off, put another one on there.
Let's revisit that, because that's important what you just said, because I learned that trick from Sean, and it works.
It's a major difference.
Describe that one more time.
You know, if you thaw that fish in the bag, you know, you're going to see that there is moisture and liquid in the bag. That's going to start, you know, wearing out the proteins in that fish and make for a softer fillet. You take that piece of fish, cut it out of the bag, immediately out of the freezer, wrap it in paper towel, put it on a plate in the refrigerator, thaw it slowly. As it thaws, the day before. Absolutely the day before.
Yeah.
The paper towel will start wicking away the moisture from that fish. If that paper towel gets saturated, take it off, put another one on.
And put like 3 or 4 layers of paper towel.
Yeah, why not?
Or just replace them. If they get saturated, just replace them. The key is get it out of that bag. So you're actually going to put a frozen fillet wrapped in paper in your refrigerator. You're getting it out of the plastic bag while it's frozen.
Yeah, and it works. It wicks away all that moisture. Yeah. And it's like it was caught.
It's crazy how good the color comes back.
Oxygen gets to the meat.
Yeah, it's a major difference.
And the slow defrost is a key too.
Yeah, very.
And
good.
It doesn't matter which. I mean, yellowtail, yellowfin, you know, wahoo, whatever.
Whatever your fish is. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Don, another caller from Woodland Hills. Hey, Don. Good morning.
Hi, Don.
Guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Pete.
Thanks for joining.
And Rick and Sean and Rosie, my favorite people. you guys are awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
I have two questions for you this morning. One, what's the most difficult fish that you get to process? And then is there one fish that gives the highest yield of fillet actual size?
I would say the most difficult fish, and I would refer to my cutters and Raymond and Fernando, but they will probably get and tell you the OPA.
Not everybody can process an OPA properly.
Yeah.
Our cutters are great at it. They wouldn't say it's difficult, but it takes more effort.
More challenging than a cutting a tuna would be.
Not everybody can do it.
Uh-huh. You watch these guys.
It's crazy.
It's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Like Raymond is like an artist with that knife.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing how he can.
We actually have a customer that calls him Maestro.
Yeah, he is a Maestro.
It is unbelievable.
And our other cutter, Fernando, is amazing also. Yeah. I mean, they're both just, you can just sit there and watch them all day. They're just amazing.
They cut so much different than we would at home. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, wasted movement of the knife. You know, like, it goes one direction one way, and then it flips around, and it goes all the way. Like, if I'm cutting something, it's like, okay, little cuts down the backbone on one side, flip it over, the same thing on the other side, a little over here, a little over there, trying to get it perfect. Those guys are just like, shoom, one slice, and it is perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
not much, if any, waste.
Never.
All.
Correct. You know, and I think people would be very amazed at the size of the knife that they actually use. Both use 6-inch knives, whether it's going to be a 5-pound rockfish or a 300-pound yellowfin tuna.
Really?
Six
to 7-inch. Raymond uses a skinning knife, the fatter little knife, and Fernando uses a 6-inch Forstner.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I'm
totally surprised by that. You would think you'd see a big, giant 12-inch axe-looking Forstner knife.
Yeah.
Huh.
No,
really?
That's not the case.
And then I think as far as the fish that yields the best, I'm you know, I got to say, wahoo are pretty darn up there. If you think about it, small head, small tail, lots of bullet meat in between there.
Percentage-wise?
You know,
said,
depends on the size of the fish.
37-39%.
100-pound tuna is
100-pound tuna.
Size makes a difference.
Makes
okay.
It,
so
yeah,
a
definitely.
So a 30- or 20-pound tuna, 20- or 30-pound tuna, what's the percentage?
25%
on that.
25.
I like to say it this way. It's like, you know, you can give me 100 pounds of tuna. You give me a 100-pound tuna, depending on gaff marks and whatnot, you're going to get back 38-42%. 38-42 pounds. Now you give me 10-pound tuna. They're a lot smaller. Still 100 pounds. But, you know, those guys are going to yield you 20-25%.
Yeah.
And
keep
little guys.
Keep in mind, this is fisherman's processing percentages. So that is open the bag, put it in the grill. That's no bloodline, no little tail piece where the one end is a quarter inch thick and the other end coming forward is one inch thick that you can't cook the right way. I mean, this is like perfect, you know, because I've heard people say, well, if I'm processing at home, I can get at least 60%. Well, yeah, if you have, you know, skin flaps and bloodline and all the
stuff,
weird
yeah.
connecting tissue and everything. Like, this isn't how this fish comes.
We call it table ready.
Yeah.
Table this ready. Is the stuff that you're going to actually eat out of the bag.
Exactly.
So, another thing with the wahoo, guys, is we have had people say about, you know, the wahoo bellies. For most of the time, those wahoo bellies are parasitic. So, you know, be mindful that with wahoo, you're probably not going to get your bellies back with us because they are parasitic. So, I mean, if you want them, I'm more than happy to give them to you, and you can cut around all that. But
parasites are, for the most part, never in the meat, very rarely in the meat, just the belly.
Just in the belly.
So we just take the belly off and get all the meat.
Such a weird fish because it is one of the best-eating fish in the world. Wahoo, clearly one of my favorite things there is, period. But if you ever looked inside of one, you would just – it's one of those things – like a hot dog. I don't want to know beforehand. I just know I like it when it comes off the grill, and I don't need, you know,
it's
keep me in the dark
on
everything else.
Same
kind
of deal. You know, don't ever look inside a halibut.
Wahoo belly cavity's got to be one of the gnarly. I mean, there's like stuff living in there that's like, what? You know, like, look at that thing.
You're right.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report, which we're going to find out what's biting. Tons of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Sean and Rosie on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. You want to catch big fish on a small wheel, consider using the new Max Quattro from Power Pro. 25% thinner. So what does 25% thinner mean?
Well, it's basically like you could be fishing a reel that typically would take, say, 50-pound Power Pro. Now you can either choose to put 65-pound Power Pro, be able to fish an even heavier top shot, but still have the exact same capacity. Or better yet, you could fill that reel with 50-pound Max Quattro and increase your capacity by 25%. It'd be like you were filling your reel with 30 pounds.
Exactly. And it's amazing how well it casts, too. Thinner diameter, cast performance is amazing, and the capacity. That's the key.
Think about your bait. Think about your bait pulling line through the water.
Yeah.
He's got less diameter.
Less.
He's got less diameter and less weight, you know, and you multiply that over 100-yard long soak. Think about how much less line that bait's got to be towing around.
Yeah, so check it out. Max Quattro by PowerPro at your PowerPro dealer or check out powerpro.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth and get the best pricing of the year on owner hooks. Get owner hooks for local and long-range fishing at Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, a must-visit for this year's Fred Hall Show.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And hey, we've been talking about it all morning. This catch report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. We briefly touched on it before, but boy, it's the case. Long range season going on right now. It's time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way you're the first in line when your trip returns. If you want more information, you can always find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing. Or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start it off with our man, Captain Brian Woolley out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
How morning. Are you, man? Beautiful weather out there. How are the fishing?
Jeez, yeah, right. Well, clearly with the fantastic weather, one would have a hard time remembering it's still February, right? But, you know, our local half-day scene kind of did a good job of reminding us where we are in the calendar this past week. A little bit tough, you know. I'd have to say the slow nature of the half-day stuff is due to the volume of the red crab that we have on the beach up here. You know, the stuff's everywhere. Everything that we're catching is full of it. But, you know, it's made things a little bit harder than it needs to be, certainly. But still the savvy anglers on our half-days are managing a couple sand bass and the calico bass, along with the occasional sculpin. But definitely things have been on the tough side this last week. The three-quarter day guys are still getting down the beach and getting on that sculpin pretty good to fill the bags. You know, good fishing for those guys in the deep water below San Onofre. So that's been solid, too. But still, there's big layers of crab down there on that hard bottom as well. Yesterday, Calvin on the Lena had a first little go-around with some of this local yellowtail. He ended up getting one fish. He went 1 for 4. It's a little better grade, 25-pound fish. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword with that feed. You know, one, it's going to bring the fish, but two, a lot of the stuff on the beach is going to eat it up and lock up on you. So hopefully, you know, with this feed layer and what we're seeing, you know, these fish will find a happy spot and start to fill in. We'll get a shot at some, you know, this week at some of that yellowtail as well. So that's kind of where we're at. Hopefully, you know, this good weather continues through. We're getting boats out every day, and we'd love to have you guys join us. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. The phone number there, 949-496-5794. Also, need to let you guys know, too, Brandon's got his last lobster trip of the season on the 13th of March. So if you guys want to hop on that, I think that's a Sunday, certainly call the landing, or you can check Brandon's website, One Man Charters, and you can, you know, get that filled out as well. But call the landing. We'd love to have you guys. DanaWharf.com. You can check us out on the web. Also, again, guys, let me point out the Let's Talk Hookup discount right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. We have the Dana Wharf banner ad. You can click on that, and that'll give you a discount code, and you can save 25% on one of our local trips.
25% off by just clicking that banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com.
Pretty simple. It'll give you the code. You can take it right online and book it from there.
There you go. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
All right. You too. Very good.
All right. Let's hit the surf zone. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
Doing great, man. Good morning.
Yeah, a little frustrating for the surf guys this week.
Oh, big surf.
Little on the large side?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, not much to report. Warm weather. Didn't really equate to good fishing. And it's just a really consistent swell, persistent, however you want to call it. You know, and the best bet really is to try some coves or, and just try to fish those windows. You know, that's probably the best advice and just hang on. Put the kibosh, Wiley's reported, put the kibosh on the perch bite up there off Oxnard Ventura, kind of tough this week. The best bet for those guys was fishing the coves, the rocky coves with cut squid for grass rockfish, sargo, calico bass. Big fish reported down Long Beach on those protected beaches. Schools of yelp and croakers still inside, still a lot of bait inside, surfside sunset there, a few short halibut in the mix. Hogan's down there at Capel Bay said a few calico bass there taken off State Park when the swell was down, small swim baits, smelt pattern. And then Pacific Coast reported the lagoons were the best bet there, and that makes sense. A lot of spotted bay bass, actually, some nice quality fish there. They're throwing those half-ounce Reeves jigs, dragging those across the bottom. So, but really, overall, tough week. Interesting note, though, a lot of the shops reported to me, you know, a lot of losses of sand on the beaches from these swells, you know. And I know in my neck of the woods there, strands, boy, a lot of sand gone there, strands, and then cotton, swing sets is the spot we call it there. But a lot of sand moving around on these swells. A lot of times it replenishes and it kind of ebbs and flows, but you might find some of those sandy beaches a little rocky, you know, going through this next stretch here as we approach spring.
Yeah, the sand is, like, piled up all over the place, just bizarre.
Or stripped out, you know. Sean was showing us a picture of Marine Street with just was
like no
stones
no
left.
Sand
the sand's gone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really amazing. I don't know if it's the current or just the way that swell's working, but it's really unique, you know. So we'll just see how it plays out, you know.
Crazy.
No kidding. Well, Gundy, great job. Now, are we going to see you at Fred Hall Long Beach?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure I'll be there.
Are you doing surf fishing seminars or anything?
You know, I haven't really gotten in touch with the guys yet, so I'll be talking to them this week. So I'll know more in the end of next week, but I'll just be there to walk around and talk, man.
There you go. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week. Hang loose. We'll get back at it.
All right, thanks a lot for that.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It is a long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook, ringed hooks, and their standard J hooks are anglers' first choice when fishing for tuna and other pelagic species. It has the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Dave and Anza, you're next up. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, Sean and Rosie, I had some of your fish just last night, and, you know, I caught it, I think, last May, but it tasted like it was still swimming yesterday morning. It was really good.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, got a question for all of you about Shelter Island launch ramp there. I've read in the in the log newspaper that we finally got approval and funding to improve that launch ramp, which is so long overdue. Said that construction is supposed to start on the first quarter of next year, 2017, and it's going to take up to 10 months to do it. And during that time, that launch ramp is going to be closed. You know, as a boater, I can't imagine San Diego Bay during the summer without Shelter Island launch ramp. Just wonder if you have any thoughts on what closing of that launch ramp might do to your business and also what it means to all of us boaters and fishermen out there in San Diego.
Well, that's good information that you gave us there because we were thinking it was going to happen this year, but it's they're saying January of 2017?
They're saying the
first quarter of 2017, which makes a lot more sense. Why start it in June when you can start at the first quarter?
Original,
not that it makes any difference.
I think the original start date that we were told was May, which is obviously right around the corner. May of 16. So it's good to hear that they're going to take the time and do it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It needs it. I mean, not that they should wait, because it's horrendous down there.
Yeah,
it
is.
It's a horrible, horrible launch ramp. But,
Well, my question is, you know, if they started, say, January, February, March next year, and they're talking 8 to 10 months, that's going to wipe out summer season.
Yes, it is. It's going to be interesting. I think Dana Landing and Mission Bay is going to be a very busy place next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As will the, you know, there's plenty of other launch, well, not plenty, but there are other, you know, launching access points. Chula Vista, you know, there's, you know, there are other facilities you can launch and still access San Diego Bay.
There's
yes.
a couple down south in South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing right. close in the bay, so... it's going to be interesting to see the impact as far as impacting you at Fisherman's Processing.
It'll be a short-term, you know, impact, but I think the overall picture, I think, well, it's worth the sacrifice now to have the rewards later.
I know it won't be that huge of a thing for processing. And the only reason why is we keep our boat in Mission Bay, so it's pretty rare that we're ever bringing our private boat back to San Diego Bay, and we bring our fish to Fisherman's Processing every time. You know, I mean, it's just we throw ours in a cooler and. The nice thing about where you guys are located, the parking lot is one really big, and you don't ever have to back anything up. You know, you can pull in one direction with the boat and the trailer on at the same time, unload all the fish, and then pull it straight through. So.
You know, and a lot of our customers are actually moored in San Diego Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, they come and drop off, and they just
drop
they
off,
go park
throw it in
their
a cooler
boat.
In the car, drive it over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will it affect
yeah.
some? Sure, but probably not enough
not
to make, yeah.
yeah. People will find a way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I know I do. Yeah. Got, we always make sure we take our fish there. It's
yeah.
just so
you
nice.
You know, we have a lot of trucks like yours, Ricky, that pull up with kill bags,
yeah.
and we unload them. And
yeah, you'll help them unload.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Get the fish to them. They'll take care of the
Absolutely.
Rest.
Yeah.
Bring
yeah.
the boat and all on trailer. We yeah. The parking lot can handle it.
Yeah. yeah, the spot that you guys are at, that's one thing to stress, is if you don't be afraid of driving in there when you have a big truck and trailer, because you can pull one direction and pull straight out the other. There's just no issues.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Dave, thanks for the information on the launch wrap, though. That was an article in the log last week?
Yeah, it was in the current issue of the log.
The
so,
log. Okay.
Yeah, no, I use the J Street Marina launch ramp a lot of times when we just cruise the bay, and that's really a nice launch
nice
ramp down there. It's just
yeah.
about a 14-mile run to get up to Point Loma to go out fishing, and I also know it's going to make it a lot longer run for us to go to those concerts at Humphreys if we got to launch at J Street.
Exactly.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for the information. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. And you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Fisherman's Processing on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office, tell them I'm sick. Got
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Llanero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Stop by the giant Turner's Outdoorsman booth at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Over 10,000 square feet of tremendous savings for the first-time angler to the seasoned veteran. The Turner's Outdoorsman booth will have unbelievable specials so crazy they are only available at the show. Here are just a few. The largest stock of Avet Blems ever at unbelievable prices. Seaguar Premier and Pink Label. Buy 50 yards, get 25 free. The hook selection is enormous at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth and all on sale. Buy two, get one free on Mustad, Gamakatsu, and Trocar. The best tackle guys from around the Turner's Outdoorsman's stores will be there to help. Make the Turner's Outdoorsman booth your first stop to load up for the upcoming fishing season. Turner's Outdoorsman at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, where the deals can't be beat.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.